Is it possible that, you know, using dirty words and that sort of thing is actually just really lazy? You know?
Yeah, I reckon. You're playing.
Is it just? It's not. It's
are you
not,
playing devil's advocate? I can't tell.
It's not clever, Patrick.
Well,
it's not smart.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's not clever. I just say like so many jokes. Sometimes, yeah, the first thing that jumps into your head is like, oh, cock. I put a penis in there. That always works.
Can I give a serious answer to your question?
Yeah, I was going to say, can we now have a discussion about semiotics?
This is going to be my serious answer. Because you often hear this from people saying, you know, why couldn't you do that without the swearing? Couldn't you just say some words that aren't swearing and then everyone can enjoy it? Isn't it just lazy to use swear words? To which my response is twofold. He says, having prepared this.
Fold one.
Part one, is, well, let's say that I could replace these words that I use with other words. Why fucking should I? If people are offended by certain words, you know, I mean, I see that as being their problem. And I guess if I was concerned about marketability or stuff like that, that would be an issue, but that's not an issue for me. Part two is, and like part one, as I said, was, okay, if this were possible, why should I? But part two is actually, no, it's not possible. I couldn't substitute these words with other words. No, it isn't lazy. They're the words you need to convey a certain tone. So, yeah, I like to use swear words at certain times. And I don't like being accused of laziness because I'm always very, very careful with my writing and I always choose my words very carefully to capture a certain idea. I just don't feel the need to arbitrarily exclude swear words. Could you put up... This is the comic I wanted to show as a really wanky example, sort of justifying myself and proving how clever I am. Could you put up the one... called, we'll get back to Sally Krabs fucking a tree. Could you put up the one, Bugman, Ray 05 Bugman? You won't be able to read this, but I'll read it.
Go
this.
On.
Okay, there's nothing dirty in this comic, but this I just wanted to show this comic to let everyone know that even though I make poop jokes and swear a lot, I'm very, very clever. The situation in this comic is, there's this superhero called Bugman. He has actual superpowers, but for reasons explained earlier in the comic, he has been barred from being a superhero. He's had his superhero license revoked. So he's not allowed to do, heroics without a license. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's rescuing this woman from some zombies. And in the panel, the second panel from the bottom just there, the policeman stopped him. And he says, heroics without a license? To which Bugman responds, but officer, I'm simply doing good, as anyone in times of crisis should. Now, that's not the joke. The punchline comes later. But this is a joke for very, very clever people. This is a bonus joke. Because I don't know if you noticed, but Bugman's response was in iambic pentameter. And iambic pentameter in the English language is, of course, called heroic verse. Heroics without a license, and he responds using heroics. That's the very, very clever joke for very, very, very clever people. Don't tell me that my writing's lazy. Because
actually,
that's fucking clever. So fucking clever that none of you got it. I had to fucking explain it. I wouldn't even get that. Yes, David.
Has anyone ever come to you and said, I was really impressed by the...
No, that's why I keep telling people. That's why I keep explaining this joke, because I'm hoping someone will mention it in an article, like, though Patrick's work may be blah, 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 he's also very clever and you know, that's
You've
why I keep telling
You've got to write those articles yourself under a different name. It's the only way.
No one will ever get this joke, and no. It's so clever, so that's why I keep telling everyone I'm sorry.